Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, let's talk about treasuring your truth. This is one of those passages that I try to live with day by day. My favorite psalm is Psalm 119. And today, let's talk about verses 17 through 20. Listen to what the text says. Be good to your servant, that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your law. I am but a foreigner here on earth. I need the guidance of your commands. Don't hide them from me. I am overwhelmed continually with a desire for your laws. Oh man, that is rich and powerful. Have you ever found yourself kind of skimming rapidly over your daily portion of scripture reading? Kind of like, this is what I do. I've built this. Pastor Chuck says I need this, you know, in a routine. So I just kind of check it off, but I just kind of glance over it because I'm more interested in what my newsfeed may say or my email list or my inbox, whatever that may be. But you know, in contrast to the psalmist longed and longing to know the wonderful truths in God's laws and to obey them, he understood his need for God's commands and was consumed with the desire for them. You know, this is the one thing that if I could ever build into my life with great consistency, I believe it would change my life radically. Now, when I got serious about getting scripture in me years and years ago, it changed. But when I want to get scripture into my life, that's a whole nother world. You see, we have Psalm 119 where almost every verse describes the greatness of God's word. It instructs us, encourages us, it shows us the path of the life we're to live on. And much more than just an intellectual challenge, the living words of God's word are our foundation for prayer and lead us to the Father's heart. Listen, friend, if God the Father's word seems dry and less than wonderful to you, maybe it's because you're leaving the Holy Spirit out of your reading time. Ask him to open your spiritual eyes to perceive and understand the wonderful truths in the word of God. He won't disappoint you, I promise. You might want to join me in this prayer as we get ready to head off into another day. Lord, Christian brothers and sisters all over the world long to have your word to read, but do not have it. What a privilege for me to be able to read it anytime I like. God, would you open my eyes and grant me wisdom to see and understand the wonderful truth found in your scriptures and in your law? God, would you never let me take your word for granted? Help me to treasure it and meditate on it day and night. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, one of the world's greatest thinkers, I believe, he made a statement, and keep in mind that Dietrich Bonhoeffer knew what it was like to have everything taken from him, to have endured, if you will, the overwhelming pain of being in a Nazi death camp. He said, if we wish to pray with confidence and gladness, then the words of God's Holy Scripture will have to be the solid basis of our prayer. The words which come from God become then the steps on which we find our way to God. Oh, listen, my friend, this is what I want to encourage you to let get into your soul this day. Psalm 119, verses 17 through 20. Be good to your servant that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your law. I am but a foreigner here on earth. I need the guidance of your commands. Don't hide them from me. I am overwhelmed continually with the desire for your laws. My friend, today, let your soul be overwhelmed continually with the desire to be fed with God's word, the scriptures, the Holy Bible. I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it. I don't believe God has a desire for how much scripture we get into our life, but that we get scripture into our life. Because when we start getting scripture into our daily life, it will always accomplish the purpose for which he sent it. You may not understand it. You may not have all the context for it, but don't hide them from you. Let yourself be overwhelmed continually with a desire for his laws. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.